Hello guys, how you guys doing? Welcome to another episode of Shasha's Well. You guys have been so wonderful. Have you guys been? It's been like what, a few days into the new year and decade, and it's been an amazing year so far. And I prayerfully trust God is gonna be like that throughout the year, and I hope it's like that for you guys too. It gets better with each passing day. So thank you guys so much for always taking time to listen to my podcast, to share. You guys are amazing, and I appreciate you guys all for the time, the sacrifice of your data, of your money. I mean, your time alone, it's precious to me. Thank you guys so much. So, now let me say something. Have you ever found yourself in a fix, like in a difficult situation, and or maybe like a tight corner, like you got into trouble, a big trouble, and you may it will only take a greater power to get you out of that situation. Okay, and then it's usually that time it might be so hard to see beyond that situation you're in, and then, but I want to say that you should try to speak only positive confessions with your mouth, in fact, and just ask God, Lord, what do I need to learn from this, or what are you trying to teach me? I'll tell you why. Now, you might feel like, okay, maybe I'm just making this up, but no. Because eventually, when you get out of that fix, you would be smiling, or maybe your story would be a blessing to someone else. Now, I found myself looking for a very important document earlier this week, and trust me, I was going ballistic. I had gone from one room to the other. The only place I didn't check was the kitchen. So I actually did turn the house upside down, but not in a disorganized way. I was going crazy. And then when my husband tried to like, hey love, do you want me to help me? Do you want me to help you? I'm like, no. That was the tone I had. I was like, no. So I was like, because I thought I would find it myself, and if he wanted to help, he didn't have to ask. He could just start doing it without him asking me, right? So, well, I was so devastated for the whole morning, and the one thing that just kept going through my head was, why do I have to keep looking for things like this? It's funny when I'm an organized person, I like to keep things in a certain place, but for some reason, I go crazy or get impatient when I'm looking for it. Anything, be it key. So I wasn't able to concentrate, do anything. So it got to a time I stopped looking for after like what, 4 hours, and I was like, you know what, I'm done. I'm done. So I was like, I went to pick up my book I studied for a while, and then I have this 21 day journal challenge that I did start this year, whereby I take out time to just study the word for the Bible, whatever, any Christian book, take down my notes, my meditation, write it down, each day. So, and then I do have this daily journal by my mother-in-law that she has, coincidentally, so I was using it too. So on that day, on the day I was looking for the after I stopped looking for it, I went back to pick up something to read. Then there's this thing like in the page of that journal for that day, it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean on your own understanding, and in all the ways acknowledge him and he should direct your path. And then she went on for that to explain, like, you have to trust God in every situation, in every circumstances, and just start to see Father God as, that his ways are higher than your ways. I mean, I did meditate on those words, and down there I started to write down, how I told you when some things are not just happening well for me, or maybe I'm feeling some certain kind of way. I write down those things, feelings. So on that day, the journal, I wrote out everything I was going through. Me looking for the document, other things that I need fixed in my life. I just poured out myself to my journal and to God. So then, in one of it, I wrote, "Father, it's your will and your way that I succeed in everything that I do." Right? So therefore, I bind and curse every curse, every root of frustration and stagnancy in my life, because those were the feelings that I had then, the emotions that I had then. Prayer is a time for, it's like, it's an intimate time between you and your and God. Prayer is not just you going to ask. You need to, it's like a romantic relationship. Okay. So I did write all that, and I said, there was one time I said, "I'm making evident progress daily in my life." I closed my book and that was it. Then I went ahead to do something else, because I'm like, it's done, I will find it. So I did that. Then after that, I think I picked up my book, my school book. Oh no, maybe I think I started watching a couple of episodes on TV. Then after a while, I stopped and I started to read my book. So I was reading, I did everything well, just to keep my mind off. I was trying to make my mind productive and busy positively. So I did everything went well. And then as the day, the nights got closer, it was time for me to study, with have my evening time of study. And then I finished that, and I was just, I already took my shower, I already went, was ready to sleep. And before then, between all of this happened, I did tell two people that I was, just not, it was just someone close to me, I just told. And that was it. So when I was all done, ready to sleep, I mean, your girl was all tapped out. Like, I could snore in the next. No, I don't know. So, and then the next thing was, this time the thought came, I was like, why don't we go look for this document together? I'm like, we look, Lord, I'm tired. I've been looking for it, like, not the whole day, but it took a ton of, he already wiped me out earlier. So he was like, "Well, why about this time we do it patiently, more like my way?" And I was like, man, not again, I'm tired." So now you might be wondering, how did I know, or am I sure that it was the Holy Spirit talking to me? Now the Holy Spirit is a person. Okay, and he is to you what you want him to be. For me, he is my comforter. He directs me in everything that I do. Even when I act way offline, he brings me back. Okay, so now I did patient grudgingly. I walked out of the bed, got out of bed, went, and I searched everywhere that I did search already before. So now it was, I'm like, "You see, Lord, we checked." I mean, I didn't argue with you throughout. Everywhere you told me to check, I checked. Then he was like, "Just you go bring that folder right there." I'm like, "Lord, I already checked that like 8 times. Today I turned it upside down already each time." And I was like, "Okay, but I'll do it." Then I went, lo and behold, after I was almost done putting back the papers back into, each of the papers back into the folder, then I saw the do I saw like a part of the document. I was like, thank you, Jesus. I was happy. I was screaming. I was, you know. Now, what did I learn from this? Okay. No, it's what I learned is this, that when you're going through a trying time, okay, the times when you feel like the heaven is closed, the heaven is never closed, but maybe you're feeling that way because you feel like everything is closed on you, God is silent on you, nobody's talking to you. It's the time you need to sit down, meditate, and ask God, well, Lord, what are you, what, how do I trust you? How can I trust you more? Because I feel like this phase is a training ground for me. Just like, even if, let's say, for example, you find yourself in a normal situation, you're working, maybe you're working in a place you feel like this is not where you should be right now. I tell you, there's some things that God wants you to learn from that phase in life, from that job. That is why you're there. You didn't get there by your will. You might have gotten there by your wit and strength, but trust me, if he did not support you, you won't go through. Because every phase in your life is a training ground for the next, for your next phase. Because when you move from one phase to the next, it's like you're moving higher and higher. So when you start from a grade one, you need to do very well in grade one to be able to move over to grade two. So that's how life is. So now this for me, it's my podcast is really more like a personal journal for me. So like I say things that I feel will benefit or teach someone. Okay, now what I did when I saw this document, like it was what, the next day, midnight, past midnight, almost 1 o'clock when I saw it. Okay, after I'd given up and I'd given up on myself, I just said, Lord, I'm done. We'll look for it. You have to help me. You know, because even when I was going all, no, searching over the place, I was crying. I was crying in tears and prayer, like, Lord, you and I know how much I need this. You've never failed me. You won't fail me now. You see, trust is easier said than done. Okay? But you have to learn. You have to teach yourself to trust God. Now, people say, yeah, I have faith. Oh, yeah, you would say you have faith till your faith is tried. That's how it is. So don't just go through this life and feel everything happening for me or whatever it's just God teaching you a bad lesson. No. I'm telling you with all assurance in my heart that God would never leave start he would never start a journey with you and leave you halfway. He's never done it. There's never been a record of it. And he's not going to start with you now. He's a God of perfection. Yeah, you see, that's why people born in July were so perfect. So, now I know you might say, well, it happened quick for me, right? It was just a document. Yeah, yours might not be that. Yours might be maybe you need money for a business, or you need money to pay for your children's school fees, or you need money to help, help a family or anything. You need to know that they would always, that God would always come true for you. He knows he needs to, he God uses your life for his glory. He makes everything good and perfect. You know, so that way he sees, remember, he sees the end of a thing from the beginning when it's just starting. So he knows how your life is going to pan out. So wouldn't it be much easier if you just spoke to him, if you walked in the path that he wants you to, instead of walking around for 40 years only to go back to the path you were actually supposed to walk. So trusting God is difficult, but it makes your life easier. Because when you trust God in a journey, you find joy in it. No matter how long a journey is, if you're driving and you're not enjoying the drive, you're not going to find joy in it. So thank you guys so much for this